Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and wonderful winger Beth Tattersall. Another great win, 6-0 against second in the league.
Yeah, it was really important for us to bounce back this week from obviously last week. We had a full squad again. You know, the players just, there was so much more about them this week. You know, from the minute one, we looked like we were going to cause a lot of damage. You know, be fair to Warrington, but it could have been more. But I'm just really pleased that we've managed to put in a good performance again and get back to sort of the old FC, if you know what I mean. Like I say, reaffirmed our status at the top of the league.
Yeah, it was a good squad game and everyone got involved. There was a lot of substitutes available, unlike last week, and you were one of them today. Beth started last week and subbed this week, so it's a squad game, isn't it? It's not just an 11v11.
No, as I said in my interview with Mikey this week, the squad this year is massive. So even when we are short on players, the squad that we do have is still ace. It is quite competitive for positions, but everyone's in it together.
It seems to be you and Yvette running up and down the wing late on was still threatening to pile on the score even more. But it was Jess in the middle who was banging them away for fun today. Another four for her?
Yeah, really important for Jess, really, to get back on the score sheet. After last week, I think she feels like she's not, even though she does contribute a lot to the game, obviously people judge strikers by goals, and it's good to see her get four again. And like Beth said, you know, it is a squad game. You know, we try and come up with a sort of a strategy where we don't necessarily play our hand all at once. We have to, you know, I need to be able to have options on the bench, and people like Beth have an amazing impact when they come in, when they come on, you know, when the opposition's a little bit more tired. You know, that's all part of the game plan. It's not done just, you know, not just put out of thin air. You know, we think about that, and you know, when Beth and some of the other subs came on today, the impact they had was brilliant, and that's what we want to do, try and maintain the same level of performance throughout the whole of the 90 minutes, and that's what we got.
Yeah, you were running past players like they had lead balls attached to their feet today. Does that sort of like fill you with you know, enthusiasm that you can burn some players off for fun like that?
Yeah, it helps to build the confidence. I've been trying to do it more a bit in training so I can take it into games more. It's just having a bit more confidence to go up and take a shot. I tend to pass it at the minute and let the strikers do the scoring.
But you've had some good crosses over the past few weeks as well, though. So they, you know, they've led to, if not always to goals, they're certainly to panic in the defence as we keep applying the pressure on, which is what we need to do next week against Stockport.
Liverpool Marshall Feds next week, I think it is.
Marshall Feds.
I think that got shifted around, yeah. So Marshall Feds at home this week. Yeah, we don't, like say, they've got a big squad. Obviously, they've got a first team above them. So, you know, we just need to make sure we prepare for whatever comes the other way. And I know the first result was probably, you know, it was a 13-0, I think it was. You know, we can't expect to do that again. We've got to make sure we start well and make sure we build on this week.
Yeah, so we've got we just registered the 50th clean sheet for the club.
Fantastic.
Today. We've been waiting for that one because we thought we might have got it against City or Liverpool possibly when we were supposed to play them at home, but that was rained off.
Yeah.
But it's more of a defender's sort of trophy that than a winger or an attacker or anything like that. But it's good for the club, isn't it? So that's 50 in 124 games.
Yeah, and that's the reward for the defenders. You know, it's, I always say to them, I'd rather win 3-0 than 7-1 or 8-1. It's so important, a clean sheet. And you know, all the attacks that we do in the game, they all build from the back. You know, look at the way we play out from the back. They all have a hand in the goals going forward, so like I say, it's a full team game. It was great stuff to watch today.
And a first appearance for Chloe?
We managed to get Chloe in goal. Again, it's important that we make everyone feel included, and you know, we give people minutes, and when the team puts in a performance like that and gives you four or five goals, you know, it allows you to try new things and you know, bed people in.
Right, yeah, that's exactly what we want to do, so let's hope we can do something similar to get next week against Marshall Feds then.
Yeah, great stuff.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Neil.
Yeah.